Blog Talk Radio. Monday night, the 17th of December. Oh, my, how the year has gone by. And I hope during this time that you got you took some time out and spent with God to just say to him, thank you on this year, to repent and ask God to be your Lord and Savior. I just pray and hope that you did that in this year of 2018 and to know that you can leave this year saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and know that God is still God even as the year draws to an end. So on that note, I would like to thank your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with my co-host, Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are bringing Smile 3, stopping our ministry to you on this Monday night, which we try to do every Monday from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We would like to let you know that we would ask you to invite your family, friends, and for you also to stay a faithful listener to Blog Talk Radio Ministry. But like I said, it's Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. I'm going to ask my co-host, Minister Sheila, if she would pray for us at this time as we proceed with the program on tonight. Ms. Sheila, would you pray, please?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, our Father, who's the head of my life. And I pray he's the head of your life along with his Son, Lord Christ Jesus. We come to you tonight on the month of your birth and so many births that you have given life to and ask you to bless us, Lord, and teach us and help us to understand more and more of you and to thank you each and every day, in and out the day, more than just once or twice a day, as often as you can, because through you, we have lived another day. We was awoken this morning from you and only through you and only because of you decided to give us another day. I call it another birthday. Each day that I rise, that I have woke, you have woken me up, that I have lived another day, it's another day I birthed. You have birthed me through another day, and I ask you to bless each and every one of us. I ask you to bless Apostle Sandra Thomas to heal her and make her whole again, that she can walk into praise and to teach more of you. I ask you to bless Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, the woman of true God, and to true to you and to understand and love you. I ask you to bless Prophet Antoine Thomas, a young man of truth and knowledge and love for you. I thank you to bless Pastor Troy Thomas, another young man that is gifted in life and love and to praise and to knowledge of you. I thank you for Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, the ministry of this program that you have blessed with another day. I bless you too. I ask you to bless Dr. Serena Wright, a young lady of knowledge and praise and to pleasure of praying and to thanking you. I also ask you to bless Elder Kathy Kendall, a young lady of love and to knowledge and to teach the teaching of you. I ask you to bless all my sons, all my daughters, all my granddaughters, my grandsons, my nieces, nephews, my sisters, my brothers. I ask you to bless my bloodline and my spiritual line. And I ask you to bless and to give all us knowledge to worship and to praise and to thank you, for you have given us life. You have given us arms, legs, feet, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, features, and things to work with that others wish they had to work with. And I thank you for another life, because when you lose any of your features, you know, you still need to thank him because he has the blessing. And I ask you to thank all of us and to bless all those that's going through health problems, financial problems, family problems, whatever their situation is, to let them know you are the answer, the only answer, and you have the most utmost love and care and praise and blessings we have in you forever and ever. Amen. back into your hands, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
Thank you so much for that prayer tonight, Minister Sheila. Okay, this is the third Monday of the month. So on the third Monday of the month, I try to get a guest speaker, or I will share the word with you. Last third Monday, Minister Sheila shared some things with us. So on this Monday, I'm going to share some things also that when I begin to pray and ask God to heal and deliver and set free and just bring past the hurts, to bring them to pass, that it doesn't bother certain people I know, including myself. I begin to ask God about covering me and not letting me forget where he has brought me from, not letting me forget that he didn't owe me anything, not letting me forget that God, and he's God all by himself, that he didn't need no help, especially mine. He didn't need me to help him to do anything. He didn't need me to help him to forget, not forget, brother. I just begin to pray those things and just say, God, I need you to be God in my life, because there are some things that's going on that I'm just not understanding. And I know your word, Lord, say don't be anxious for nothing. I know your word, so I could come to you boldly to your throne and just speak to you. And I know your word told me to see the vision, write it on the wall, make it plain. Lord, I know your word says out of all my getting, get an understanding. But I had to get to the point. I said, God, help me to understand. You don't owe me anything. Your word say you reign on the just as well as the unjust. It didn't say you give to the just. It just say you reign. So what that mean by reign is past giving. It's just like, I don't even really know how to express it, but God, I just need you to just help me to understand you're God all by yourself. And I need to just step back, stay in my place, and just give you your praise, because I know you inhabit the praise of your people. God, I know that I have a duty, I have a job to not only to tell people about you, or as they say, preach your word, but I have to live according to your word, so that when people look at me, they'll say there's something different, not like, oh, she act like everybody else. I had to just get before God and say, God, somewhere along the line, I lost it. I lost, cared about everybody. I just had my picks and chooses who I wanted to care about. I had my picks and chooses of who I was going to really encourage. I had my picks and chooses, and I had to just get before God and say, God, help me. Help me to understand that you didn't just say you was my God, whether you was talking to me as Sylvia or as Renee or as Sparkle or as Miss Kaiser or as Miss Wright, regardless of all the names I hold here on this earth. But God, you were speaking to me to say, I'm not just the God of you, I'm the God of this world. In any other world or space or however people want to look at it, you are the God of all things. And I just had to get to that place to say, God, I need to learn how to see my sisters and brothers in real life, blood life, my sisters and brothers in Christ. I need to be able to look at people and see them. What I mean by see them is I need to see behind the smile.
I need to see behind the frown. I need to see behind the anger. I need to see behind the smiling faces. God, I need to have total discernment of spirit. God, I need you to be totally in control of my life, my spirit, my mind, my thought, my heart. I need you, God, to consume me. I don't want to just say it because I have a habit of when I speak to my sisters or anybody that I'm talking to and I say, would you pray with me or for me? I say, would you pray with me, not play. God, I don't want to play like I see it. I don't want to play like I feel it. I want, God, I want it to be real what I'm feeling. You know, just to listen to my sister, Minister Sheila, and just say, God, when a person gets overwhelmed, your words say we're supposed to rejoice when people rejoicing. We're supposed to mourn when people mourning. You know, but when you know that your sister is crying, you know, sometimes they don't know when, where, or how to ask for help because they think don't nobody care. God, I'm asking you to give me back the love, the want, and the knowledge that when someone cannot care, cannot do, or don't know how, God, help me to be able to help them get what and where and get in touch with who they need to be. You know, I'm asking God to just not just let it be about, oh, God has blessed me, God has did this for me, but God, teach me how to want to be, not just going to be, but to want to be a blessing for someone else. Teach me how to be able to say, if I don't tell the person, but be able to say, God, I see they need, not their need, I see they need, because I'm making it personal where they need to be put on the altar where I'm going to lay on the altar for them. I'm going to get on my face for them. I'm going to get on my knees for them. I'm going to go before God for them. Because, God, you said if two or three touched and agree. God, I'm trying to touch and agree with someone to say, I see you. I see you crying out. You know, I remember being a little girl, my mom would say how the older women would just get before God and just tarry and just cry out before God. They would just moan. When she would just tell us, sometimes you don't even know the words to say, that you just go before God and just let your spirit just moan and intercede for someone. I'm asking God to give it back. That in this day and time, if you look it on the news, I heard my other sister ask me to say, she said, Renee, pray that the president don't shut down the government. Because I may not know, or no one else may know, but could you imagine when your job is shut down or and you can't work, or they want you to work, but they ain't going to pay you. But yet and still, your creditors are still there. Can you imagine? I had to sit back and say, God, I think I got a government job. I work for Cook County Hospital. God, I think that I have a job. Would that be shut down? Or do they expect us to still come to work? I want to be able to say, God, I don't want to be so consumed with my do's and don'ts, wills and won'ts, if and should'us, and could'us and would'us. God, teach me how to love again. Teach me how to want to love again. Teach me how to pray for someone other than myself. Teach me how to want to pray for someone other than myself. God, your word says, I think it's James 4:2, we have not because we ask not. God, I'm asking you to not just touch my heart, but to clean my heart. Tonight, I'm making it personal because there were some things that happened that I had to check myself and say, God, why did I see that? Why didn't I hear that? Lord, am I so consumed that I missed it? You know, I've been saying for the last couple of days, we lost it somewhere. We missed it somewhere. You know, we have a family chat line, and my nephew, my niece was saying, brother, how she didn't have the money to celebrate this year like normally do. And she didn't have the money to do this and to do that. And immediately her brother hit on the line and say, if we just get together like we used to, where we laughed and talked and I guess you could say sung and played music, you know, and got together as a family, and maybe that's enough. That, you know, he was saying in so many words, let's go back to our basics. Let's go back to the way we were raised, what he remembered. And I touched and agreed with him on that and said, yes, sometime all we need to do is teach our kids, because right now the radio is teaching them, and the videos is teaching them, and the TVs and these different movies is teaching them everything but self-love, self-preservation, or family love, respect and honor. These children these days do not honor the parents. They do not honor the seniors. They do not honor the elders. They don't even honor themselves, let alone no one else. If we could just get back to just saying, all I have for you today, here's some, as my mama would say, a piece of chicken, or our family would tease us and say that, they call my mom Aunt Belle. Aunt Belle may not have $5 or nothing to give you, but she'll give you some chicken. Yes, because if she fed your body, she knew she could touch your soul. You know, I'm saying, God, where do we get so caught up in this world that we can't see, we can't hear, we can't feel? I mean, even right now, it brings tears to my eyes to say, God, I lost it somewhere. Why didn't I see or hear the need of my sister? Why is it that I'm assuming that I'm so consumed with what's going on with me and what I need and what I got and what I ain't got and what I don't have, that I didn't see or hear the need of someone else? That's the word of God say, how can you say you love me who you never seen, but don't love your brothers who you have seen? God, how is it that I didn't see or didn't hear? You know, some people would say, oh, I wouldn't put myself out like that. No, I'm going to put myself out there like that. Because I said some months back, sometimes the most powerful thing you can say to a person is, I'm sorry. So to my sister Sheila, and to my nieces and nephews, and my sister Apostle Cecilia, I want to say to them, and to my whole family, if you're listening on today, tonight, or whenever you hear this in the archive, I'm sorry if it seems that I've been detached. I'm sorry if it seems that I haven't been Christ-like. I'm sorry if it seems that I didn't care about or didn't want to care about your need. I'm sorry because I do know that I was raised better than that. I was taught better than that. I was taught to believe from Genesis 1 to the very end of the book, all the way to Revelations. And I'm going to look to make sure I don't get caught up with the wrong, saying the wrong thing. I believe it's 21 books of Revelation. I want to just make sure that is, I believe that we was taught to go all the way, I'm sorry, 22 books, go all the way to the end of Revelation, to the last verse, which is 21, out of at the 22nd verse, the last verse, 21, where it says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. I'm sorry, be with you all. Amen. I remember how my mom used to talk to us about different parts of the Bible, and she would tell us, you know, like some kids, mothers would tell about the three little pigs and the three little and the bears and all that little stuff. No, our mom told us about how there was a man of God that the children would call him bald head and laugh and tease and mark him. And she taught us how a she-bear came out the woods. You know, my mom would teach us stuff like that, and she would tell us how God told this man Noah to build an ark and take two of every animal. And she would tell us things like, you know, how this man named Samson was strong and how he turned his back on God because of he got caught up in the world. And, you know, she would tell us stories like that, and we would be eager and ask her, Mama, tell me this story and tell me that story again, even though she told it to us over and over. There were things our mom did for us. And I began to just think, as I said to my sisters on the other day, our children don't know the family because we haven't took them around and we haven't did this. And, you know, I'm just not saying me. I'm saying somewhere along the line how families can lose the touch of togetherness. And then that's how the devil get in and he destroys things. My sister Cecilia always reminds me how, I'm sorry, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser always reminds me of how I talk about this one verse. And you probably could hear the paper in the background, but I'm telling you it because I want to read it to you. I'm always repeating, citing, and putting this verse out here. So I'm always saying, Lord, how did I get to this place? How did I get to this place? And it really come true that in Jude, the fourth verse, it said, for there are certain men crept in unaware who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, I'm sorry if I didn't say it right, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And I always say the evil one crept in. He snuck in unaware. And it has truly showed up. And I'm just glad I was able to see it before the year was out where I could say, God, forgive me. God, take me back. God, teach me how to see, hear, recognize. You know how sometimes you can smell different odors and it lets you know something stinks or something smells good or something tickles your nose that you want to eat. Or you say, I don't want to eat that. It don't smell right. God, I want to be able to smell the enemy coming. I don't want to just be able to see him, but because most time I see him, it's there. He didn't got there. I want to smell him before he come. I want to be able to notice the atmosphere is starting to change because of the scent that's coming. I want to get before God and say, God, it's me, oh Lord. I'm not just standing in need of prayer, God. I'm standing in the need of deliverance. I'm asking God to just be God in my life and be God only the way he can be, not the way I think he should be or the way that other people say he should be. I asked God at the beginning of the year, I said, Lord, I'm asking you to change some things in my life. And I'm going to tell you, saints, God did. He took certain people out of my life. He took certain desires out of my life. He took certain wants out of my life. And I can honestly say I don't miss it. I didn't. When I said it, I was like, God, give me the will, the want, because the desire is there. Just give me the will, the want. God, teach me how to not just want to walk away, but teach me how to walk away without wondering why I don't want to still do this or why I don't still want to be over there. God has changed so much in my life. That's why on tonight I'm coming before God again. asking him not only to let this year end, but to let me start off 2019, not just living, but living the life that God has called for me and he's called into this world. I've been ordained and destined. It's my destiny to live. I'm not worried about what people say about me, because one thing I learned from being in church and being in a sanctified family all my life is from the year I was born, I started my dotted line, which is a straight line. But while I'm living is a dotted line to the year that I passed. I'm working on my line so at the end of my line, I can hear God say, my good and faithful servant, well done. I can hear God says, I love you. Welcome. Come on in. I do not want to be able to go on the other side of heaven, because one thing I do know, I can't take the heat up here in the summer, and it's just in Chicago. I can't take the heat up here. I definitely don't want to go nowhere else and try to take no heat where there's no relief, no ice water, no lemonade, and no air conditioning. I don't want to take that chance. I'm asking God to forgive me of all of my sins, sins I have did knowingly, sins I have directly did, sins I'm not even aware that I've done, sins that I have not even got a clue. I'm asking God to refresh me. I'm asking God to retrain me. I'm just asking God to just do what he has to do so that I can be the person he called me to be. I'm asking God to just keep me where I don't have to wait for somebody to say, well, let's pray for this person, to just say, we're going to pray, or just begin to pray for someone, whether they know I'm praying for them or not. Because sometimes you can talk to people, you don't know what they've been through or how they've been raised. They may say they don't want you to pray for them. If you can believe it or not, sometimes people don't want you to pray for them. I was telling my sister on yesterday, I was driving home from work, and I saw a young lady standing in front of a church, and she was drinking her 20-ounce Colt 45. And she was smoking her cigarette, and she was so drunk. And she was just standing in front of the church hollering, God, is this all you got for me? That's all she kept saying over and over and over. And in between yelling, she would stop and take a drink of her beer and pull off her cigarette. She would say, God, is this all you got for me? And my sister said, you know what? At least she knew where to go. At least she knew who to call on, even in her state of mind. That young lady was standing in front of a church, drunk as I don't know what, but she was calling on the name of Jesus. And I began to say, God, deliver. God, heal. God, set her free. Because I don't know what she's dealing with. All I know is what it looked like. You know, and if I saw that and did that for a stranger, I'm asking God to keep touching my heart, that I would continue to do it for strangers. But I also want to do it for my loved ones. I also want to just know that I trust God, because I do know one thing. God hears my prayers. There's some requests I put up before God, and they have come to pass just in the last couple of days. Matter of fact, some just today, last couple of hours, they have come to pass. Nobody knew I had prayed them prayers but God, but a couple of them that people know that I prayed them. But God has showed up and showed out, and I'm asking God to teach me how to be consistent, how to be able to come to him like I've done at times and say, God, I didn't want anything today. I just wanted to say, hello, good morning, Lord, I bless you. I'm asking God for that. It seemed like I'm asking God for a whole lot, but I am, because I'm asking God to teach me how to not just pray for others, but to want to pray for others, to teach me how to see where there's a need. And I'm asking God to, like I say, help me to want to help somebody when they're in need, especially if I'm able to. If I'm not able to, I'm asking God to help me with who I need to put them in touch with, or the where, the place that I need to tell them to go to. I'm asking God to just fill me with wisdom and knowledge. Back in his word again, he said, we have not because we ask not. And I'm truly asking God to give me his word. You know, to just to give me the life of his word in my life. I hope I said that right so that you would understand what I was trying to say, but I just begin to think back on, I remember a time I had to go to my word, and I was reading Psalms 40 when he was talking about taking us out of the my feet out of the miry clay. And I remember just reading in God's word in several places that I may not have the correct place, but I remember reading his word, and I remember saying, God, hide your word in my heart, that when I need it, God, I could dwell on it. When I talk to you, God, I could pull it up and tell you what your word said. Well, I could say, God, you told me in your word that you were not a man that you would lie. You told me in your word, God, that you would bless my children's children down to the seventh generation. You told me in your word, God, that I could come boldly to your throne. You told me in your word, God, that you would heal me. You are my deliverer. You are my redeemer. You are my savior. God, you told me in your word that I could trust you. You told me in your word I could lean into your bosom. God, you told me in your word that you were my God. You were my Lord. You were my savior. You told me, God, that I was a child of God. Told me I was a royal priesthood. You told me, Lord. You told me that I can ask you. You told me, God, that I can get before you. You told me, God, that I was not going to be denied. You told me, God, that I can come to you and repent. You told me I could do it again. You told me I could say it again. You told me I can ask it again. God, you told me. You didn't say I can only do it on a Tuesday or a Thursday. God, you told me that your mercies are new every morning. God, you told me that. You told me that I could enter your gate with thanksgiving. You told me I could have praise in my heart. You told me, God. You said I could do it, God. You told me. God, I thank you because of your word. I thank you I can go to your word. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, that you said you would make men give them to my bosom. You told me that you would put a light into my path. You told me, God. I thank you, Lord. You told me that you would forgive me. You told me, God. You told me, God. Hallelujah. You told me, God. Boldly I could come into your throne. You told me, God. You told me to love my sisters. You told me to love my brothers. You told me to love myself. You told me to forgive my sisters, forgive my brothers. You told me to forgive myself. You told me, God. You told me that I can pray to you. You said I could say, our Father, which art in heaven. You told me, God. You told me whatever I loose on earth will be loose in heaven. You told me, God, whatever I loose on in heaven through prayer, through praises. You told me, God. You told me, God, that I could believe these things. You told me, God. God, I'm asking you to teach me not just how to touch and agree, because that's what your word said. But teach me how to touch and agree with purpose. Touch and agree with love. Touch and agree with belief Teach me, oh God. God, I don't want to always come to you saying what somebody else said or somebody else did. God, I'm going to make it personal to say, God, how? How do I get back? How, oh Lord? God, you told me how many times to forgive my brother. But God, I believe I can forgive myself the same or many times. If you're not through delivering me and you're not through forgiving me, God, I'm not through asking to be delivered and asking you to forgive me. God, I'm just asking you to don't forget about me. Pastor Troy said it the other day. Whatever you're doing in this season, God, don't forget about me. Don't leave me out, oh Lord. Hallelujah, God. We used to sing a song, and when I was going to, it was No Cross, No Crown. We used to sing a song that this is a new season, it's a new day. God, I'm asking you for a new season, a new day. I'm asking you for all the blessings that you have in heaven that can be restored to me, or that you are redirected, or that you already have planned for me. God, I'm asking you that concerning my health, concerning my finances, concerning my family. God, I'm asking you to just teach me how. Give me a heart of flesh, God, that it won't be stony hard against myself, against people, against the body of Christ. God, teach me how not to be quick to judge nobody, because you know I don't want to be judged. God, teach me how to be a servant again. Teach me, oh Lord. Teach me, God. Now, I can just go on and on and on and on and on, but God, I believe that the foundational scripture that Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser had given to us for this ministry, Matthew 6:33, where it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God, teach me how to truly seek your kingdom. Teach me how to truly want to live and operate with your righteousness. Teach me how to live and want to be the servant, the vessel that you use when it comes to your people, that I don't grow tired, weary, and irritated with people. I'm going to just keep it real, Lord. I don't want to be tired. I don't want to be irritated. I don't want to be disgusted with your people. God, teach me how to be in the right place at the right time to do what you have anointed, appointed for me to do. Because sometimes we can get so caught up that not just a person, not just the sight, but the sound of their voice can irritate us. God, I'm asking you to retrain my ears that I can hear you. Retrain my ears that I can hear what you are saying about the body of Christ and the different saints that I come in contact with, and even with the angels. God, sometimes you have words for them that I may need to hear. God, open my ears that I can hear your voice, because your words say, I will hear your voice and obey, and no other will I follow. God, I'm asking you to just touch me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. You told me that every hair on my head was numbered. God, I'm asking you to give me understanding, give me wisdom. God, and give me back the love, the godly love that you have appointed to me, that you have taught me, you have had me to learn and listen and understand by reading it myself. God, I'm just asking you to teach me how to be bold in your body of Christ. Teach me how to be bold when it comes to using your word, studying your word, reading your word. God, I'm just asking you to be God. I know some people say, oh, yeah, here again. Well, yeah, I may be here again, but the best part about it is I'm asking God to forgive me again. I'm not playing like I did it one time, oh, and it's right. I didn't have to go back. Nah, you know, sometimes you go back for another glass of water. Sometimes you go back for another cup of milk. Sometimes you go back for that extra piece of chicken you know you ain't supposed to have on it. But I'm coming back. I'm asking God for that extra touch, that extra deliverance, that extra forgiveness. That's what I'm asking God for. I'm asking God to be God in my life, over my life, in my household, through my health, through my job. I'm asking God to bless my family, my sisters, my nephews, nieces, nephews, cousins, friends, aunties, uncles, brothers, and my husband, my son, just everybody that's related to me. I'm asking God to just bless us and just allow us to recognize, realize, and accept we need Christ. Not today, but just tomorrow, just next week, just next month, just next year, just for a lifetime, we need Christ. Every day of our life, we need Christ. So I'm going to end on that note because I'm saying to God, I love him with all my heart. I'm seeking after him day and night. I know his word said, those that seek him early shall find him. And, Lord, I'm seeking you early. I'm asking you, Lord, to let me find you while it's still day, because I know at night no man can work. I can't find you when I can't see how to reach you. God, I'm asking you to open my eyes, take the blinders off and the shutters off. God, I'm just asking you to do what only you can do. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking those things. Amen. So I'm going to ask Apostle Elect if she would open the lines if anyone has anything to say, or just open the lines and then we will finish the segment of tonight's ministry with the messages that we have. Apostle Elect Cecilia, are the lines open?
Lines are open.
Okay, the lines are open.
I thank God for Minister Sylvia reminding us that we can always go back to God and we can always be quick to repent, because many times we find ourselves not as quick to repent as we should be. And the Word of God reminds us to repent, and it reminds us to be quick to listen and slow to speak. And so God is teaching all of us the jewel that he's given us in having a listening ear. For even through Revelations it says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And thank God we are the church. So thank you for the word again. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else who have anything to say?
I just want to say good evening again, and thank you, thank you, thank you. The words were so powerful and so true and so knowledgeable, and a lot of us need to remember that God is the answer, and no matter what it is, you can ask to be forgiven. You can ask, Lord, to open your eyes, to show you the way, to lead you on. And to say, as they say, you might have to go back to the old school, the old way, because things are changing. But God's word, God's love for you will never change. I want to say the word was so powerful, and I thank you, and I thank you, and thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would have anything to say? Okay, We would like to thank everybody that was listening in. Maybe at a later date, you can go back to the archives and listen to the program again on tonight. We would just like to say thank you for this Monday night service, giving us a chance to come before you and just be honest and just open and just talk to you and talk to God. And we would like to say, don't forget that we have a Friday night service also with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall, who's also on Facebook Live at the same time with her program God Still Heals at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We also are here every Sunday morning with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. I'm sorry, with Let's Talk, from 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I would like to for you all to keep my sister, Minister Sheila, in your prayers, as well as this is her birthday month, so we will be celebrating her birthday closer to the end of the month. So I just wanted to throw that out there. So I'm going to just let you all know that there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that we can do that will cause God to stop loving us. As long as we give God his honor and give God his much due praise and respect, as long as we respect the Holy Spirit, as long as we respect Jesus Christ, as long as we respect our God, the one and only living God, we shall always be in a place where we can go before the throne and ask God for forgiveness. Don't ever be scared or ashamed to ask God to deliver, set free, or to re-save you or rededicate your life back to Christ. I would like to say I want you all to know that that was my wish on tonight, that I can ask God to give me the chance to be rededicated. I'm trying to make sure I pick the right word. Ask him to just deliver me on tonight, set free, and just keep me before him. Do not take my name out of the book of life. I'm asking God to be my God. God, I'm going to pray, and we're going to end the program on tonight. But before I do that, I'm going to ask Apostle-elect if she have anything she wanted to mention before we end the program.
I just remember to pray for Apostle Sandra Thomas, and don't forget that if you get an opportunity, watch TBN so that you can see Prophet Anton and his family on TBN. They'll be on there with Ty Trivett, some of them singing in the choir, and some of them actually doing praise and worship. So please stay tuned. I think it comes back on the 18th tomorrow. That's it.
Is that on cable or regular TV?
It's TBN, so it's however you get it in your area.
Okay, just wanted to check. All right, we want to thank you for that. Again, I'm asking God to just cover myself up. I'm asking God to cover Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. I know she has some things on the altar before God, and I'm just asking God to just keep her and keep her household, her finances, and her job intact. I'm asking God to just deliver, set free, and heal also my sister, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and I'm asking God to bring my son in safe from school tomorrow without any harm, evil, danger, death, or mishaps coming his way. I'm asking God to cover my entire Kaiser, Seabury generation, family, lineage. I'm just asking God to just keep us. I'm asking God to keep every saint, every person that's appointed, anointed, and called to this ministry. I'm asking God to be God and do what only he could do. God, as we end this month, for the next couple of Monday nights before this month ends, God, we're asking you to take us into 2019 safe sound with the ability to use every limb, every organ, every part of our body, God. Give us, make sure you ask God to bless our sight, bless our hearing, bless our heart, bless our body. Just ask God to just let each and every one of us walk into 2019 saved, sanctified, and delivered, and healed. In Jesus' name, I pray those things. And don't forget our foundational scripture. It's Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. And good night.